In the day's other news, more COVID vaccine mandates were ordered today. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services announced its 25,000 healthcare workers must get immunized. Boston told city employees to be vaccinated or to be tested weekly. And San Francisco ordered proof of vaccination for all indoor activities. Meanwhile, the CDC confirmed booster shots are likely coming for Americans with weakened immune systems.
FDA is working with Pfizer and Moderna to allow boosters for these vulnerable people. An additional dose could help increase protection for these individuals, which is especially important as the Delta variant spreads.
Also today, U.S. Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett refused to block Indiana University's vaccine requirement as a group of students had wanted. We'll hear from the nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, after the news summary. Record heat gripped southern Europe, North Africa, and parts of the United States today. Some of the worst was in Italy. A monitoring station in Sicily had a reading of nearly 120 degrees Fahrenheit on Wednesday. That's the highest ever recorded in Europe. The heat also helped fires that are sweeping across Sardinia and southern Italy today. And Rome baked in triple digits as people tried to keep cool near the Colosseum. Nearly 175 million Americans are under similar heat advisories tonight from coast to coast. In the Northwest, volunteers in Portland, Oregon, have been gathering supplies for those in need as temperatures there top 100 degrees. And a New York Times analysis suggests a June heat wave in the Northwest may have killed more than 600 people, which is far more than official estimates. The heat is also making it harder to fight fires in Montana, California, and elsewhere. Tropical Storm Fred weakened to a depression overnight as it heads for the U.S. mainland. The storm dumped heavy rain on the Dominican Republic, flooding streets and knocking out power for some 300,000 customers. It's expected to regain tropical storm status as it reaches South Florida by Saturday. In Texas, the Republican-led state Senate passed new voting restrictions today, banning 24-hour polling stations and drive-through balloting, among other things. That came after Democrat Carol Alvarado staged an all-night filibuster, standing and speaking for 15 hours straight. She finished this morning, but Republicans rejected her arguments.
Let's be clear, instead of making it easier to vote, this bill makes it easier to intimidate. Instead of making it harder to cheat, it makes it harder to vote.
I know what it's like to talk a long time and talk overnight, but this bill, we know it well. And those of us who have read the bill know what's in it. Simple, common sense reforms.
That bill may stall in the State House, where dozens of Democrats have again refused to attend to prevent any votes. U.S. border agents detained more than 200,000 people along the southern border in July for the first time in 21 years. Official numbers released today include a record high of nearly 19,000 teenagers and children traveling alone. This surge has continued despite government forecasts of a summer decline. And the U.S. Census Bureau released its 2020 data today, showing the nation's white population fell for the first time. In the last decade, the overall population grew more than 7% to 331.4 million. The number of whites was down about 19 million to a total of 204 million. And the data indicates that Latinos accounted for half of the nation's growth since 2010. We'll look at the impact of the census numbers later in the program. There is word tonight that Jamie Spears' father, the father of artist Britney Spears, has agreed to step down as conservator of her estate. Published reports say he's filed legal documents agreeing to his daughter's long-sought demand. He says he's been subjected to unjustified attacks, but that a continued public battle is not in her best interests. And on Wall Street, a quiet day today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 14 points to close near 35,500. The NASDAQ rose 51 points, and the S&P 500 added 13. Still to come on the News Hour, why the CEO of United Airlines is requiring vaccines for all employees. An outbreak driven by the Delta variant leads to lockdowns across China. New census data provides a window into the future of U.S. politics and much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour. from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West, from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.